We head now to Afghanistan for our GeoQuiz. We'd like you to name Afghanistan's southernmost province. Its capital is Lashkar Gah. Lots of U.S. and NATO troops are deployed in this province. Mostly they're fighting Taliban insurgents. But some have other duties, like putting on a radio program.
We have a radio show that's broadcast twice a week, and it's called Vet's Corner. And it's basically tackling education from a veterinary point of view. That's really important in a country that's largely illiterate at the moment. And we run it with different people coming to see the vet with various problems with their animals.
So where is this radio show that reaches out in Pashto to Afghan farmers? For the answer, we turn to Captain Joanna Lowe of the British Royal Army Veterinary Corps.
Hello.
Hi, Captain Lowe. You're calling in from Afghanistan. Where exactly are you deployed?
Okay, at the moment I'm deployed to Lashkar Gah in Helmand Province in Afghanistan.
In Helmand Province is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. What is a day in the life of the Veterinary Corps all about?
Well, the main thing we're pushing at the moment is something called a veterinary teaching initiative, where we go out and about into rural areas of Afghanistan and teach the farmers about better ways of looking after their animals.
Cattle, sheep, goats?
Yeah, mainly cattle and sheep, goats, the odd donkey, and some of the more nomadic people have camels as well.
What about the risks and hazards you face? You're not on the line of fire, but I suspect sometimes you are.
Occasionally, but I always have very good security around me. The units I work with make sure of that. And also what we're doing benefits the people of Afghanistan. So that's in everybody's interest. So really, I'm a very low priority target for anybody.
You know, these farmers have been raising these animals for perhaps thousands of years. What do you think they should know better?
Yeah, they have been raising their animals for thousands of years, but they only have the benefit of the information that's been passed down to them. Sometimes that information is interesting. For example, they think that if they cut the ears of their sick animals, it will let the bad blood out and the animals will get better, which, I mean, we know from the benefit of science and everything else that that really isn't going to have any effect, but because that's what they've been passed down through generations, that's what they do. So there's many things like that where we can show them better ways to make the animals better, better ways to produce more milk, get them to produce more meat. So there's a lot that they don't know that we can help them.
We've heard a lot about the counterinsurgency strategies and, you know, how it's about defending the local population. But one of the criticisms has been that after the defending troops depart those villages, those people may again come under attack by extremists. I mean, so basically wondering whether you see your work in the Veterinary Corps as kind of fulfilling a part of counterinsurgency. Is that kind of the hope?
Yeah. What we're doing is stabilization. You know, they're educating the farmers. That is going to be passed along from generation to generation. So in that way, it's sustainable. What we're doing now isn't going to be lost as soon as the coalition forces kind of depart. What we're going to leave behind is a more stable economy because people are making more money from their animals because their animals are healthier. And the aim is by creating a more stable economy, if you like, then when the coalition forces leave, that more stable community will be better able to resist the return of the insurgency.
I'm wondering if you have an example of that, where that's actually worked.
Well, the Veterinary Teaching Initiative is very new. We've yet to go back into the areas where we first started. So in terms of proof that it's working, is a little bit too early to say. I mean, certainly the farmers that come learn a lot of things and they'll come up to you afterwards and tell you what they've learned, what they're going to do differently in the future. But ultimately what we're looking to do is transfer the program that I'm running now over to an Afghan government lead. So really, the sooner the ISAF troops can take a back seat in this and let the government take over, the better.
Joanna Lowe is a captain with the British Royal Army Veterinary Corps in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Thank you very much, Captain Lowe.
That's no problem.